Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, the Iowa Republican blasted House leadership for removing him from committee assignments. In a statement, Congressman King said House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy made a political decision that ignores the truth. McCarthy has defended that decision.
I don't know of Republicans, that any Republicans stand with the language that Steve King used.
Congressman King says the New York Times mischaracterized his comments. In the interview, King questioned how the terms white nationalism and white supremacy became offensive. Dave.
Rachel, it's day 25 of the partial government shutdown. President Trump just tweeted a big new caravan is heading here from Honduras. Tell Nancy and Chuck, referring to the Democratic leaders in Congress, a drone flying around will not stop them. Only a wall will work. They refuse to provide wall funding, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says,
this House has voted to reopen the government. It's the Senate that hasn't done it because Leader McConnell won't bring the bill to the floor.
Now, the president's choice to be the next attorney general goes to Capitol Hill next hour.
AG nominee William Barr is expected to tell the Senate Judiciary Committee it is vitally important that special counsel be allowed to finish the Russia investigation and that Congress and the public see the results. In prepared testimony released ahead of his hearing, Barr also says President Trump never sought promises or assurances before nominating him for attorney general.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Democrats worry about Barr's independence and will question him over previous comments that were critical of the special counsel's probing possible obstruction of justice. A Broadway legend has died. Carol Channing won a Tony Award for her role in Hello, Dolly, one of the many theater roles over the decade. She had a Lifetime Achievement Tony in 1995. Channing was 97 years old. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same. But while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Jailed on $5 million bail in Wisconsin, Jake Patterson has been charged with kidnapping Jamie Kloss and murdering her parents days after the 13-year-old girl escaped.
If you read the criminal complaint, you can see the amount of control that he was exerting over her. And at some point, she found it within herself at 13 years old to say, I'm going to get myself out of this situation. I think it's incredible.
Barron County District Attorney Brian Wright says Patterson kept her at times confined under his bed. The criminal complaint shows the 21-year-old admits he became obsessed with Jamie Kloss after watching her get on a school bus. Three sheriff's deputies are recovering in Texas after being shot.
They were serving a search warrant for narcotics last night in Ector County, in the western part of Texas where Odessa is located. As they entered the home, someone started firing shots. Sheriff Mike Griffiths says two of the deputies were shot in the leg and one was grazed in the mouth.
The good Lord was looking out after our guys tonight, absolutely.
Sheriff Griffiths says one of the two people responsible for the shooting was killed. Another is in custody. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
For a second day in a row, instead of teaching, tens of thousands of teachers in Los Angeles will be out picketing.
Sean Meredith is a parent with a daughter at an LAUSD school, and he said from the picket line that the district does have the money, in his opinion, to hire more nurses, counselors, and teachers. He says some classes are nearing 50 kids.
They just say, well, that's all we can do. I don't buy it. And I know that there's a lot they can do.
The district superintendent, Austin Buettner, says they've committed some money to higher wages and more staffing, but that they're going to be running a deficit soon.
We are in discussions with the governor, with the mayor, with the state superintendent of public education.
The union says money allocated by the governor should go toward meeting their demands as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures up slightly ahead of the opening bell next hour. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Thanks for taking us along this morning. I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J touring Asia. We'll get a report including some comments from the triplets, which I find interesting. So we'll do some highlights from Stevie J's trip in Asia. First, we've got your local news, and it's brought to you by the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. You can visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign. Here's Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. You'll notice two new activated flashing pedestrian warning signs on Lincoln Avenue in Urbana at the intersections of Nevada and Pennsylvania. WCIA says the city says there are too often accidents involving pedestrians there. The lighted signs will run Monday through Friday during peak hours from 9 a.m. until 5:45 p.m. Urbana Mayor Diane Wolf Marlin wants Charisse Hersey to fill an empty city council seat. This is Ward 3. The previous alderman was elected Champaign County Clerk. There were five applicants to fill the position. A University of Illinois building was evacuated yesterday after a hazardous material spill. A professor went to the hospital. WCIA says he was handling a box containing five chemicals when it spilled on his pants. It happened at the Beckman Institute, and all clear was given a few hours later. No word on the professor's condition. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Justin Gibbs with Illinois National Bank. Spring is on the horizon. I can hear the birds singing, the smell of fresh grass. Okay, well, we still have a few weeks to go, but it will be here soon. We're always here for you, Illinois National Bank. Thinking about buying that first home in 2019? Maybe you're upgrading for more space. We're here to help you secure that perfect mortgage that's just right for you. Connect with me, Justin Gensler, at IllinoisNationalBank.com.
Illinois National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
7:07, it's January 15th. Hope the day's going well for you so far. As far as the weather goes, we've got some chipping and scraping to do on the windshield this morning. Give yourself some extra time. Boy, it took me a little while in Tolono. I'm just a step behind because of it, so don't be like me. The freezing drizzle and patchy fog and cloudy conditions this morning might set you back, and there's some slickery spots on the roads, too. So we've got a high 30, low 29 with some clouds tonight. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high 34, low 28. There's a chance of precipitation Wednesday night, and coming into Thursday's forecast, Thursday, we have another wintry mix, rain or snow, high 36, low 23. On Fridays, we wrap up the week. We've got a high 31, partly cloudy, snow and blustery, a repeat of last Saturday, I'm hearing, for this Saturday with a high 29. Our forecast is brought to you by Blossom Basket Florist at Kerr and Cunningham in Urbana at the Crossing in Champaign. And I tell you what, if you want to brighten someone's day, Blossom Basket Florist can surely do it for you. 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Well, like I said, I love these reports from Asia with Stevie J Travel having so many in the group and his family. And I loved when Christian talks about his comments of Shanghai here in the Asia Report today on ESPN 93.5.
Thanks, Diane. I'm live in Shanghai. I want to give you one more update here. We're going to get ready to get on the ship tomorrow. But as we have been kind of moving around the big city of Shanghai with 25 million people, we have different things that kind of have been a little different, things that maybe have stuck out in our mind. And I'm going to ask Christian, my son, what do you think, bud? What's kind of jumped out at you?
Well, I think two things are what jump out the most. First being just the colorfulness and the vibrance of the cities. I know my dad used that word earlier to describe it, and it truly is just an extraordinarily vibrant city. I think it's compared to, or you could compare it to, a just much, much, much larger Vegas. It's way bigger, way more skyscrapers, but same sort of colorfulness. And the second thing would be the cleanliness of the restaurants. It just seems like everything that is you're able to buy and eat is just so clean and portrayed in such an incredible way. And I think that's because of such strict food laws that they have here. Everything has to be very, very high standard. And so those are the things that jump out the most.
Good thoughts, bud. Good thoughts. Benjamin, what's jumped out to you?
You know, Shanghai, as Christian said, as my dad said, very vibrant, very beautiful. But something that really sticks out to me is I'm not sure I've been to a city where it's so quiet. They have laws here against honking. And that makes it a really quiet city in a way that I'm not sure I've ever felt so at peace in a city with over 20 million people. So it's really incredible. And I'm enjoying the peace and quiet while being among so many people.
And that's also a good point. I think, too, that, you know, how do I say, they call it the happy room. The happy room is where you go to the restroom. And they apparently squat here, which is a little different, and they don't really use tissue. You have to have your own paper. So, interesting. But no, listen, this has been really something. It's fun to get the impressions of the kids, some of the kiddos that you've heard. Well, listen, we're going to sign up from Shanghai on this Friday. Hey, heard about those Fighting Illini. Darn it, it looked like we had a pretty good lead in the first half and couldn't hold it. Illinois loses to Indiana by 8. We did see that all the way from Shanghai. I know Iowa got 20. And again, as I've said, Illinois is probably going to have a kind of a pretty bad record this year, but I'm hoping that we're going to be the worst team you're going to never want to play in February and March. That's my hope, is that we'll be a draw that nobody will like. Well, you can certainly hear some of the sounds of the, we walk here. Right now we're going through an arcade. We're walking to the Metro, which is a subway, and we're going to attempt to go to this market, pick some things up that we bought, and then get back to our Marriott and prepare to get on our ship tomorrow. But folks, I'm telling you, it just can't be any better than to get a chance and the blessing of travel. It's really, really exciting, and boy, you have to figure some things out, and I think that's so such a neat part of life. Even if you travel out of Champaign-Urbana and go to Michigan, it's you know, the adventure is out there, and it's really, really fun. Glad you're listening. Thank you so much. All right, Diane, thank you. We really appreciate everybody. I'm Stevie J, live from Shanghai on ESPN 93.5.
Stevie J Travel presents 2019. Enjoy many great group trips to incredible destinations. Maybe it's Alaska or Canyon Country with Mary Beth Karasik, or a trip down the Rhine River with Janet and me. Or maybe you're interested in our Weapons of World War II trip. All you have to do to find out more is visit StevieJTravel.com. Again, StevieJTravel.com. And join us in 2019. Where do you want to go?
And pretty cool with this trip to Asia, Stevie with his family and other folks from East Central Illinois, being able to check in with Ben Quattrone and do a little shout-out since Honda BMW is such good friends with Stevie.
Hi, Diane. We're in Nagasaki, and I just wanted to say a shout-out to Ben Quattrone at Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, because when else would I want? I told him I'd do a report from Japan, where Honda is from. And obviously, I love working with Ben. He's a great guy and has an amazing dealership. So, Ben, I'm in Japan doing a Honda commercial for you because you are an award-winning dealership, Honda President's Award. If you want to go get great service, you want to have great people around you, you go to Honda BMW. Just go online at drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com, and say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone and tell him you heard Stevie J talking about his dealership just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, live from Japan on ESPN 93.5.
All right, good stuff. ESPN 93.5. Let's talk about some basketball. I know the Illini are playing Minnesota tomorrow, and game day spirit is in on the fun as we salute the Flying Illini with the 30th anniversary. And we had the Kendall Gill bobblehead night. Well, the game against Minnesota will feature Marcus Liberty. We have the 23rd against Wisconsin, Lowell Hamilton, February 2nd against Nebraska, Kenny Battle, and Michigan State will be Nick Anderson on February 5th. The day after each of the bobbleheads are debuted, you'll be able to purchase yours for a limited time at Game Day Spirit, and Tan Carp are giving you a chance to win one for your collection. We've got the details at ESPNCU.com, and that's where you can podcast our show later on in the day. We have such a great lineup here with Jeremy Warner after 9, and then Tay and Carp show from 4 to 6. The official fan store of the Fighting Illini is Game Day Spirit and ESPN 93.5. with those winning opportunities. Again, Marcus Liberty bobblehead night tomorrow night. Text IL if you would like to win a pair of tickets here on ESPN 93.5. 359-2255 is our studio line. Let's talk about Big Ten basketball with Nebraska taking down number 25 Indiana in Bloomington yesterday. That final was 66-51. Number 19 Maryland beat Wisconsin 64-60. But Pittsburgh beating number 11 Florida State 75-62 was nothing like what's trending with Syracuse beating number 1 Duke 95-91 in overtime. Cam Reddish out with flu-like symptoms, and Trey Jones severe right shoulder injury. So Duke was down a couple of players. I was also reading about Zion Williamson set a Duke freshman record with 35 points. So good stuff happening in college basketball last night. SIU at ISU tonight. Rutgers at Purdue in Big Ten action. And again, Minnesota and Illinois tomorrow on the Big Ten Network at 8 o'clock. Also trending in basketball, Houston Rockets' James Harden scores 57-36 in the first half. This guy is a monster on the court. Houston beat Memphis 112-94 yesterday. Phoenix is at Indiana tonight, and the Bulls are at L.A. NHL action had the Blues over Washington 4-1. New Jersey over the Blackhawks 8-5. Now on to NFL stories that are trending. I know Kansas City Chiefs released running back Kareem Hunt, and the Chicago Bears may pursue this free agent. I know there's some video of him kicking and shoving a woman that has the commissioner, not releasing him right now, though. And as far as the Bears go, I guess Matt Nagy is not expressed disappointment with Cody Parkey's appearance on morning TV shows about missing that 43-yard field goal in Chicago's 16-15 playoff loss against the Eagles. People in Chicago are saying his days as the kicker for the Bears are numbered. So that's sports right now. I'm Diane Ducey, and we've got your weather forecast to get to. It is brought to you by CMI. Have you got plenty of products to keep your front area nice for your customers coming in? CMI can help you with that. CMI Clean online, if you'd like to check that out, or talk to Brad and Betsy about some new things happening there into 2019 to save you money. Their wet backs and dry backs and scrubbers and sweepers. CMIClean.com or 359-6262. We've got tricky conditions this morning. You might want to watch it if you're out there. We've got freezing fog and patchy fog and cloudy conditions. Some precipitation in the forecast this morning. Today's high 30, 29 our low tonight. Temperatures not fluctuating much. Up to 34, down to 28 tomorrow. Precipitation chance at 60% Wednesday night. Bumps up to a 90% chance of precip on Thursday's forecast with a high 36. We're currently at 26. We've got our Fox Business Minute that happens at 20 after. It's brought to you by Provident Financial Group, ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, have CVS Caremark for your prescriptions? Soon you won't be able to use Walmart as an in-network pharmacy. CVS Health says Walmart will no longer accept the CVS Caremark pharmacy plan. The two were not able to agree on financial terms. It has asked Walmart to continue participating as an in-network pharmacy through April 30th. J.P. Morgan Chase is reporting stronger business than a year ago, but Wall Street was expecting even better numbers from the giant bank. Delta Airlines is reporting a strong winter quarter, but it's predicting the timing of Easter, which is late April, and the ongoing government shutdown could have an impact on its business. And paint company Sherwin-Williams says its business is looking slower than expected. It was seeing weak sales growth in its North American stores in October and November. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hope your day's going well. It's 7:23 on January 15th, 2019. Amanda Henniger joins me on our 359-2255 studio line at ESPN 93.5. Are you having a good New Year so far, Amanda?
I sure am. It's been busy so far, but overall, it's been great.
Well, for you, the last part of 2018 was lining up good people to talk about their career to our area 8th graders as the Special Project Coordinator, Education for Employment Number 330, based out of Parkland with their Early College and Career Academy. What a cool job you have trying to find people who can inspire our youth.
Yes, it's been fun overall. We've had about 100 speakers volunteer this year, so that's a record.
That's awesome. Now, you have different divisions that the kids go in different rooms at the iHotel and Conference Center. This seminar for these 8th graders in the area starts today, goes through the week. I know I'm on to speak tomorrow, and I know Unity, where I went to school, is part of that, and then on Thursday, and then you go into next week also. In case people don't know what this 8th grade career conference is, talk about what it's all about with these 100 speakers.
Yeah, so this is the 28th annual 8th grade career conference. So every year we get a bunch of speakers from around the area and from different jobs, and they come and speak to our local youth about, you know, what they do, what they like about their job, just to kind of give the students an idea of what's out there and to just raise awareness about what the 8th graders are actually doing right now.
I know you're from Rantoul, Amanda. When did you kind of get your first job? When did you start working?
Oh, goodness. Yes, I am originally from Rantoul. My first job was when I was 14, and I worked at the pool in Rantoul.
All right. I like that. A bathing beauty. Up and down. Marching up and down with your red swimsuit on, ready to save some lives. So, and for me, it was a paper route. And this is the kind of thing I talk to the kids about is, you know, so many times we work when we were your age and started saving money. For me, living in Tolono, I wanted to get a car. So make sure that I'm connected to Champaign-Urbana. And as soon as I was 16, I wanted to cruise the U of I campus and be cool. So I knew I had to save money for my first car. And by golly, I did it with the paper route. Then I started helping my brother at Deuce Construction, and, you know, it just blossomed from there. And taking some of these first jobs, I found out, you know, what I'm good at and what I'm not so good at and the kind of bosses that I like and don't like. I mean, certainly you're not, you know, facing career choices usually at the beginning stages of your life like that. But it's a chance for you to show up on time and, you know, be dedicated and show that you're responsible, right?
Absolutely.
So you have a topper as the intro and outro of the seminar, right?
Yes, we do. Topper Steinman is back again this year.
He's really motivating those kids and putting these kind of nuggets in their head, too, about you could start working now if you're really into it. You could start doing things that will plan for your career ahead. Now, talk about the different divisions there at the iHotel that you'll see at the 8th grade career conference. For me, I think I'm in arts and communication.
You are in arts and communication, and we have a human services session. We have health services, industrial and engineering, business and technology, and ag and natural resources. So there's a wide array of different careers that the students will be listening to.
Now, for the parents that are listening now and say, oh, I didn't realize my 8th grader was going to be taking a field trip to the iHotel and listening to speakers because, you know, those 12, 13-year-old age groups, they communicate so well with their parents. In any case, what can we do as parents to kind of help steer the message that they're hearing from these speakers about career choices?
Yeah, I mean, the parents can just, you know, reiterate the, you know, the importance of exploring their career choices right now. I mean, they're eighth grade, so they're not going to be choosing what career they're going to have the rest of their life right now. But still, it's a great chance to explore their interests and their skills. And the parents will be getting a newsletter in the mail about the conference and kind of what the students learned about, so then they can help them moving forward.
Newsletter in the mail. That's brilliant, Amanda. Keep the parents in the loop whether the kids talk about it or not.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so a special project coordinator, Education for Employment, number 330, based out of Parkland with their Early College and Career Academy. I love the moving and shaking that's happening at Parkland College. My daughter, Anna, is a junior at Unity. She's considering health care. And I tell you what, we've already been exploring Parkland and some options and some credits that would transfer into college in case she wants to take that in high school. Really cool energy out of Parkland on preparing these kids.
Yes, there is. We have an Early College and Career Academy, and one of our, I guess, programs you can take is the Certified Nursing Assistant. So that one's very popular.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for coming up with these different divisions. Do the kids on their side, because I don't know what happens, do they take a test or something to let them know that they should come into my room of the arts and communications, or they should go into healthcare, or the more, you know, ag or something?
Yeah, they do a career interest survey. They do that in about October to November, and then it'll put them in their career clusters, and then I'm the one that will separate them into their group.
I see. Well, that's neat. And I remember when I was in eighth grade, I think I took something that said I might go into dentistry or something. And, you know, I was good at talking. I think they wanted me to be a counselor or something, too. But it was good to have, you know, start the wheels turning in eighth grade. And I want to thank you for putting this together at the iHotel and Conference Center and wish you well with this.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. ESPN 93.5, we're finding out what's happening with our youth in the area this week. Thank you so much for taking us along.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, only a wall will work. Responding to news, another caravan of about 600 migrants has left Honduras heading toward the United States. This man says he's not a criminal, he just wants a job.
In the United States, I can't work in garden, in a restaurant. I need one opportunity.
Some of those migrants are on buses, some are on foot. The British Parliament votes today on Prime Minister Theresa May's deal to break up with the European Union.
For 2 years now, the UK and the EU have been negotiating the terms of the so-called Brexit divorce agreement as they prepare to leave the EU on March 29th. Everything has been negotiated so far, from future trade relations to security sharing, immigration rights, and the $47 billion settlement fee. But the deal is widely disliked by practically everyone in Parliament, and it's likely to be rejected.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in London. What would happen after a no vote is unclear. This is Fox News.
At ESPN 93.5. We've got your local news headlines, and it's brought to you by Busey. From day-to-day operations to long-term planning and running a family business, it's hard work out there. You probably dream to see success for generations when you start your family business, but 30% of family businesses survive through the second generation. That's why it's important to start planning now. Plan early, 5 to 15 years before the transition. Start communicating the plan to understand the feelings and expectations of future generations. Know the value of your company and the salability and the financial interests. ask for help. Experts add objectivity and prevent oversights, and to determine your successor and make sure it's very clear. The experts at Busey will help evaluate the succession options related to tax, legal, and estate planning issues as you identify goals, facilitate resources, and find the right professionals to help you develop a custom plan. Whatever your financial needs, business and beyond, Busey promises the resources to help you succeed. They have many convenient locations. You can stop in and talk to a wealth professional. 1-800-67-BUSEY, member FDIC. You can also visit Busey.com. Bringing on our local news at 7:33.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A University of Illinois building was evacuated yesterday after a hazardous material spill. A professor went to the hospital. WCIA says he was handling a box containing five chemicals when it spilled on his pants. It happened at the Beckman Institute, and all clear was given a few hours later. No word on the professor's condition. We are now on day 25 of the partial government shutdown, and because of that, those who receive SNAP benefits from the federal government will be getting them early. This is the program formerly known as food stamps. The Trump administration announced that benefits for nearly 39 million people enrolled in the program must be paid out by January 20th. Politico says grocery stores are preparing for a surge in shoppers who will be using their SNAP benefits, adding that SNAP purchases account for nearly 10% of all grocery business in the country each year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Whether you're just starting out, tired of renting, or purchasing your dream home, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's right for you. With a simplified home buying experience, Busey will be there for you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, for me, I had to do a lot of work on that windshield, chipping away with the freezing drizzle and patchy fog and cloudy conditions and 20% chance of precipitation this morning. Today's high, 32, down to around 28 this evening. Up to 34 tomorrow with some clouds, down to around 28 Wednesday night. 60% chance of a wintry mix late and into Thursday's forecast with a high 36. Partly cloudy by Thursday night with a low 23. Up to around the freezing point with some sunshine on Friday. But Friday night, back into some precipitation, and that could carry into Saturday's forecast with a high 29. We're currently at 26 on ESPN 93.5.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign.
Our Illini are in action tomorrow night against Minnesota, and it is bobblehead night. If you want to try to win some tickets, 359-2255 on ESPN 93.5.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, I called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Oh, if people could just see in our studios here at ESPN 93.5, I am juggling today. But I'm glad I got a pretty good night's sleep. Dr. Rosemary Bates to fill us in on our sleep patterns. How are you, Rosemary?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I'm reading this study that says Americans are starved for sleep. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, wow, yes. You know what? Most likely, yes. I mean, there's like a sweet spot, and most of us probably are not getting there, especially maybe our teens, right?
Right. Now, as far as getting enough sleep, what do you feel like is healthy?
Yeah, yeah. So great question. So lots of things say 8 to 10 hours. And again, going back to teens, we say about 9. But actually, there's some other evidence that says maybe 7 hours. Maybe a great amount of sleep is 7 hours for an adult. And interestingly, right, it's bad to do either one. So excess sleep, it turns out, is not good for you. And it's probably because there's usually a reason for that. And then sleep deprivation is for sure and definitely horrible.
So in our area, we got a lot of snow over the weekend. And I don't know why, but I just went into hibernation mode. I spent most of the weekend under the covers. Is that natural?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, look, okay, so all the research would say, like, that we need this great sleep. So we need great sleep. So, and it's hard. I mean, we're overextended, we're married to our smartphones, we're doing every single thing. We take on another thing where it's work, it's kids, it's life. It's, and then, of course, you want that little bit of time to yourself. But the research would say if you want to have good sleep, you know, get good sleep, and I guess the easiest way, the best way, is to stay on the sleep-wake cycle. And unfortunately, this even sort of says, you know, over the weekends, on vacation, when you're not working, the best thing that you can do to get good sleep and stay, you know, getting good sleep and make it easier to do that is to stay on the same schedule. Now, I'm not sure about your hibernating weekend.
Well, and a lot of people...
No, it doesn't mean... You know, and again, okay, so let me just say something as a bit of a devil's advocate. You know, research also says that we're fairly good judges of how much sleep we need.
Okay.
Meaning, if you're tired, it doesn't necessarily mean you're lazy, but you very well may need that sleep. Now, oversleeping isn't good, and if you always feel that you need sleep, you're probably not getting enough when you think you're sleeping. You know, there's all kinds of things that go into that as well.
What happens when our schedules are thrown off? There's life situations. We're taking a new medicine. We've got, you know, issues. How do we get back into that normal pattern?
Yeah. So life, like you say, so life. I mean, I think it's a constant work. I think it's a constant work in progress. But again, okay, so look. So not too much alcohol, you know, watch the alcohol, the caffeine, no caffeine, you know, in the evening. Some would say 12 hours. You can have caffeine in your body for about 12 hours. Again, trying to make the same pattern nighttime schedule. Turn off the smartphones. Turn off the TV. We call that the blue light.
Okay.
You know, it interferes with this melatonin that we're making that sort of helps us to settle down. And again, avoiding those stimulating things. And then just generally getting exercise in the day, making sure that we get daylight in the day to be up and at them. And then conversely, nighttime is night. It's dark. You know, again, we get away from those smartphones, not eat too late, not drink too much, you know, no overstimulation. And again, it's often like so many things. It's really about a schedule. A schedule really works when we talk about sleeping and staying on a sleep schedule.
All right. Well, getting into a healthy pattern may make you more alert by day. Dr. Rosemary Bates, where are you from? I love the accent.
So, look, I'm originally from the UK, but I've been in Texas for 32 years. What do they say? If you're not born here, you get here as fast as you can. How's that?
Okay, then. How can we learn more about our sleep from you? Do you have a website?
So I do. So drbateswellness.com, you know, a little bit about us. And, you know, we try and keep that as updated as we can, as we can. And then a Facebook page, Bates Wellness Center. And again, I'm, you know, again, a work in progress, right? But I'm going to try and these talks afterwards and some more on the subject matter there.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Have a great new year and happy sleeping, Dr. Rosemary Bates.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. ESPN 93.5.
Certified pre-owned vehicles go through a 182-point inspection, but it used to be more, like point 210, the dog hair interrogation.
Nice Accord, Mark. Bet you thought you could fool us, huh? What's this labradoodle hair doing in the back seat?
Probably from my friend's dog.
Sure it's not your dog's hair?
I don't have a dog.
Oh.
Then you passed.
You can see why we cut it down. Visit HondaCertified.com to check out our latest certified pre-owned inventory from KBB.com's 2018 Best Value Brand.
Based on 2018 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
Well, I love that I just played a Honda commercial because Craig Fanning is joining me on 359-2255 at ESPN 93.5. Hi, Craig.
Hey, good morning, Diane.
So, Honda BMW, I mean, with that President's Award, you guys got it going on. You just feel good energy as soon as you walk into the dealership. Congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's, and then, of course, that was 2017, now 2018 here, and well, we've been working just as hard because it's harder to keep the award, you know, to be top 10%. It's hard because now everybody in the area is, you know, kind of gunning for us.
Uh-huh.
But we're still moving along and doing everything we could, you know, treat the customer right and sell cars, make everyone happy.
Just a great selection of new and used vehicles there at Neal and Burwash in Savoy and a great online site at drivechampagne.com. Do you have a favorite vehicle, Craig?
Well, of course, I'm partial to Honda because that's what I work on.
Okay.
Of course, I think the BMW gets all the flash. But,
uh-huh.
Of course, today I'm driving when the weather gets bad like this. I'm in the CRV. That's all-wheel driving gets you around.
Yeah.
Well, of course, it is the number one selling SUV in the United States, but it's comfortable. You know, I'm 6'4". I mean, these are incredibly comfortable, ride great. You know, they made them a little bigger, in 2017. And, what a wonderful car. Great.
Well, we had a little bit of a budget where we could, try to manage some things. So we went in and talked with Jason on the used car side.
Sure.
And
yeah,
the selection is awesome there. And you guys do, work with trade-ins and things like that, too, at Honda BMW, right?
Oh, absolutely. We, it's amazing how many times customers will come in and I say, well, hey, I've got and they'll name another brand. Will you trade for it? Yeah, we'll trade for that. And they'll say, well, but it's got 150,000. We'll take anything on trade because, there's a budget for it. If the car is, really going to be cheap, come springtime, there's people graduating high school, mom and dad are needing to get the car to go, get their summer job or whatever. So we'll trade for anything and we'll sell most everything. A car, just because it's inexpensive, may not be the best of shape, but guess we'll have mechanics call us and say, hey, can I buy it? Cause I'm going to fix it. Yeah, we're good with that.
Okay, good. I'm visiting with Craig Fanning over at Honda BMW, and service before, during, and after the sale is another thing that Ben Quattrone has, he has such a great team developed there, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, on the sales side, I'll sell them a newer used car. They'll buy it. But if, when they come back for whether it's an oil change, tire rotation, or a major work, the service department's the one that keeps them coming back to me. Because if the customer's not happy there, then they're never going to come buy another car from us. And I got to tell you, I have a great relationship with our service department. Those guys are wonderful. And I mean, a lot of experience back there. A lot of them I've worked with at other facilities many years ago. Drew, we were talking the other day. It was like 25 years ago we worked together. And Jeff and I, we were, previous place we were at. Now we're, he moved down here and he has a lot of experience. And the President's Award also entails what they do as far as keeping the customers happy. They customer gets their raise. So, how the customer rates us there, they keep them coming back. It's wonderful relationship we have.
And I run into you guys at charity events and things like that. I like that you give back to the community. DriveChampagne.com. Craig, thanks for coming on the air with us. And
appreciate it,
2019.
Diane. Absolutely great. Thanks, Diane.
All right. Take care. ESPN 93.5. It is 7:48. Time to get into our sports headlines now. And I've got Tuesday at 7:50 that we usually ask a vet with Dr. Todd Likens. In case you have a pet question, all you need to do is text it in to 359-2255. I've been already getting IL for these Illinois-Minnesota tickets tomorrow. And bobblehead night, too, as we work with Game Day Spirit. And they have a chance for you to purchase the bobblehead after they debut tomorrow, Marcus Liberty bobblehead night, as we salute our Flying Illini. Again, the Illini will be taking on Minnesota, a game at the State Farm Center on the Big Ten Network tomorrow. Rutgers and Purdue tonight, SIU and ISU. I know everyone's back in school now. It feels good. Big Ten basketball last night had Nebraska taking down number 25, Indiana, 66-51. Number 19, Maryland, beat Wisconsin 64-60. In overtime, Syracuse beat number 1, Duke, in North Carolina. That final was 95-91. Duke was down a few guys. I know Cam Reddish was out due to flu-like symptoms. And Trey Jones in that first half. Looks like it could be a severe right shoulder injury. They're looking at it today. And, of course, Zion Williamson set a Duke freshman record for 35 points. Pitt ended up beating number 11, Florida State. That final was 75-62. Houston Rockets had another big game out of James Harden, 57-36 in the first half, as Houston beat Memphis' Grizzlies 112-94. Phoenix is at Indiana tonight, and the Bulls are in L.A. to take on the Lakers. We'll wrap with NHL action. We had St. Louis over Washington 4-1, and New Jersey over the Blackhawks. That final was 8-5. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey, back with Ask a Vet on ESPN 935-359-2255 in case you have a question.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality services standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and, of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
As the Patriots jumped all over the Chargers, it just became clear, better coached, they're better schemed, they're better prepared, they're the better team. Talent deficit be damned, they're better everywhere else. And we're going to all have to think long and hard about this week as the Patriots match up again with a team who's superior in the talent department. But are you going to start next week? You going to start doubting Brady and Belichick next week? Because 8 straight AFC championship games doesn't even do it justice. It's 13 of the last 16 AFC championship games for Brady. It's 28 playoff wins for Brady. That's more playoff wins than almost all the other greats have in playoff starts.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
ESPN 93.5, Dr. Todd Likens on the line with me. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you guys doing?
You seem a little more soft-spoken. Like, maybe you don't want to stir up the troops there.
Yeah, they're all napping at the moment, so it's a rare occasion when they nap this early.
Okay, very good. Well, I was just mentioning with our sleep specialist, Dr. Rosemary Bates, how the snow just makes me want to hibernate.
Yeah, really. I guess these guys, too, they went out and played in the snow already this morning, so they're probably enjoying the warmth and now ready to settle down.
Ah, sounds good. Now, how often, since you have such lovely dogs, do you take a look at their teeth? A physician heal thyself kind of thing, since it's like the dental check month or whatever for our animals.
Right. The February is the national recognized veterinary dental month.
Okay.
And most veterinary clinics run specials in February, but I actually have to run it January too because we just have too many patients. And but anyway, I'm looking at teeth all the time when you're coming in for exams and looking for signs of a need to get that tartar off there before it causes problems. So, but you know, as an owner, you should be looking every month, and you're looking for red lines to develop right where the gum meets the teeth. Mm. And if you're getting bad breath or you're seeing brown stuff on the teeth, well, that's tartar, and that's the stuff we need to get off before it starts causing problems.
You know, when we got Olive, who's probably like 10 months now, I know that you recommended handling the puppy and doing an investigation of their mouth and handling their paws and getting them used to this kind of touch so when they come to the vet, it's not so shocking.
Exactly. Or for you, too. I mean, I've had people tell me that their dog swooped the diamond ring off the coffee table, and because they were able to open the mouth, you know, on this 100-pound dog, it was no big deal for them to open the mouth and take the diamond ring back before it got swallowed.
Yeah.
And that all starts, you don't start when they're 100 pounds. You want to start when they're a little baby.
Right.
Getting used to this is just what people do. And dad, handle the mouth, open the mouth, handle the feet. Just do it as just a matter-of-fact type thing, no big deal. When you're handling the feet initially, they're going to put their mouth on it and say, don't do that. But eventually they get used to, this is just what my owner does. and let you do that so you can look for foreign bodies and infections and cuts, things like that.
I love it. Thanks for the tip. So we're talking with the pet pro, Dr. Todd Likens, here on ESPN 93.5. If you want to ask the vet a question, 359-2255. Let me kind of wrap with the thought of the snow and the paws and the ice melt.
Yep, always, it's a, you know, not everybody uses safe salt, and not all salts are will cause problems, but a good idea to wipe the feet off as they come in from outside if they've been through any salt type stuff, because the salt can be quite an irritant and can cause some really sore feet. So keeping a damp cloth by the door is a good thing to do, I think, year round, because one, if they have allergies, you know, you take the allergens off the feet as they come in the summertime, and then here in the wintertime you're taking the salt and other type things out from the feet. So keeping the feet clean is a good thing to do.
Dr. Todd Likens, how can we get in touch with you?
Hey, we're at 355-PETS, 586-PETS. We're by the police station in Mahomet, and we're curbing menace in Champaign. So we're everywhere.
Thanks for being on. Happy New Year.
See you guys.
ESPN 93.5.
Are you a difference maker? By difference maker, I mean a good difference maker as opposed to making a difference for worse. Coaches look for a difference maker. Managers, companies, generals, almost everyone is looking for someone on the team to be a difference maker. John Maxwell has a good book about the topic. He says that an attitude can help make a difference, but by itself it may not. Difference makers ask good questions and listen to answers. They take ownership of issues and problems instead of laying blame. They look for positive change instead of fighting change, because waiting for ideal conditions is rarely an option. So, what about it? Let's be difference makers instead of space takers. I'll say that again. Let's be difference makers instead of space takers. At BPC and A&R Mechanical, we're working to make a positive difference for you. Let's work together to make the world a better place. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Are you frustrated with pain, previously tried physical therapy or other interventions without success? At Mellor Center, our approach is patient-centered, one-on-one care with a doctor of physical therapy. We treat you as a whole person and diagnose the cause of your issue instead of just treating the symptoms. Helping you live a healthy and fulfilled life by getting you back to the things you love is how we measure our success. Call to schedule a free 30-minute consultation today to discover if Mellor Center Physical Therapy is right for you. Or visit us online at mettlercenter.com.
Now at Jets Pizza, the Chicken Bacon Ranch Pizza. A large pizza topped with the famous Jets Ranch, grilled chicken, bacon, premium mozzarella, and cheddar. Just $13.99. Available now at Jets. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. William Barr, an attorney general in the 1990s, will go to the Senate.